The heart of the Christian faith is the gospel. It is the power of God that brings salvation, Paul says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. The gospel is infinitely rich and can be expounded at great length, as we see in the books of Galatians and Romans. But the value of this passage in 1 Corinthians is that Paul gives us the gospel briefly, and this enables us to get a clearer view of all of its constituent aspects and points. The passage tells us that Christianity is a historical, reasonable, and gracious faith. A historical faith. The gospel begins with the reporting of certain historical events. Christianity is rightly seen as a life-changing experience, but it will transform you only if you accept as facts that certain events occurred in history. When I was in college, I took courses studying the religions of the world. Looking back on my studies, it became clear that no other faith started by saying, "Above all, and before everything else, you must believe that these historical events happened." Certainly, all the religions had origin stories and accounts of various heroes of the faith, but such stories were provided primarily as examples to emulate. The main message was, "Live in this way and find the path of wisdom, and you will find unity with the infinite." Christianity opens not with, "Here's how you have to live," but, "Here's what Jesus did for you in history." First, he died for our sins and was buried. And second, he was raised to life on the third day, and he appeared to many eyewitnesses. An ahistorical faith? One reason to stress the historicity of the crucifixion and resurrection is to provide a note of caution about the ongoing effort that started 2 centuries ago to create a liberal Christianity that is more like other religions. In the early part of the 19th century, there was a movement to remove the supernatural elements from Christianity in order to align it more with modern sensibilities. Friedrich Schleiermacher taught that Christianity was not a matter of faith in historical events, but rather an internal feeling of dependence on God. Albrecht Ritschl taught that we could no longer believe in miracles, and so we had to reread the reports of Jesus' incarnate birth, death, and resurrection, not as historical events, but as legends and parables and examples of how to live. The basic reasoning of this movement went something like this. There are many superstitious, miraculous elements in the Christian faith. Modern people can't believe these things actually happened. So if we are going to appeal to the modern world, we will have to reinterpret them as fiction. But fiction that preserves the essential principles of living that are in the Christian faith. How did this program of modernization treat Easter, the doctrine that Christ was raised bodily from the dead? The new account went like this. We can't believe in a literal, physical, historical resurrection anymore. But we still have the idea of Easter. Doesn't nature itself teach you that after winter comes spring? That even in a disaster and after death, there can be new beginnings? That even in our misfortunes, we can discover lessons and we can grow and we can begin afresh? That's the principle of Easter. Liberal Christianity has taught that it doesn't matter whether these events in the story of Jesus' life actually happened. All that matters is that Christians be good, ethical people who love others and make the world a better place. This is an effort to create a non-historical faith, one that isn't grounded in what God has actually done in history, but only in what we do and how we live. Liberal Christianity even tries to read itself back into history as the original, true Christianity. It claims that the original Jesus was simply a human teacher of justice and love. Only decades later did these miraculous, supernatural elements get introduced into the legends about his life. And only then was he presented as a Son of God who rose from the dead. In this telling, the original faith was not about miraculous historical events, but rather was simply an ethic of love.